in the animal bit, what are the biggest challenges that this team brings to Northwood?
Well, they're a great defensive team. They do have the best defensive player. It's funny because we have the best offensive player. What's going to probably happen is whoever puts their will forces their style of play onto the other team is going to win. And you know, I'm trying to force an up-tempo game, free-flowing, open court. Because it's hard to put that old Riley defense I learned a long time ago at the Knicks into a full-court style of defense, because it's open court. You can see all the grabs, the holds, the pushes. Half court, you know, referees have the same thing. You know, you can't call every foul. But in open court, it's kind of hard to do that. You can't call the foul because it's open court. So we're going to keep it up tempo game.
You mentioned catching, so I imagine she's going to spend a lot of her time on Diana. Is it going to shift the focus to other players? Or are other players going to have to take over some of that?
No, we have a balanced attack. Dee doesn't, I can truly say this from the heart. Dee doesn't go out and say, okay, I need to get 30. No, because we have Penny, we have Meek, we have Cole scoring to, we have six players scoring double figures. So Tangela, veteran. Cappy, who's number two in scoring. Don't let me forget about her. She's just a step behind Dee in scoring. So we have a balance today.
You mentioned Penny. Can you talk a little bit about bringing her back and how well she's playing?
She gets that. I mean, probably if she had a better coach who would put her in the lineup, she probably scored 20 points. But, I mean, she can really... She really does. I mean, Penny come off the bench. I mean, Penny's one of the top players in the world.
Now, how do you see the team? Do you see them as a defensive team, or do you see them as a team?
Well, everybody says they're a defensive team, but if you notice, they score a lot of fast break points off of turnovers. It's just a different approach, yeah, how you look at it. Just because I we're the highest scoring team doesn't mean that we don't play defense. Just because that they're a defensive team doesn't mean they try to score. You know, they still score up-tempo. I mean, every time we play them, they try to go fast. So, I mean, they don't do too well in a half-court set, if you've noticed, against Detroit. I mean, they scored 16 points in the last quarter in the free throw line. I mean, yeah. So,
you've said all year that the key to limiting turnovers is to push the pace even faster.
Yes. Yes, because, well, I mean, our turnovers have dropped in the playoffs. We have... Our scoring went up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going faster. We're wearing teams down.
Sure.
So that's our strategy. We're not going to change.
Same thing.
Same thing. Just do it faster and more efficient.
Any particular adjustments in rotations or any, you know, more zone, less zone, anything?
I do everything on instinct. I'm going. You know, I have a game plan, and then you know, sometimes, like many coaches, that game plan does not work. You got to change. I'm more of an instinctive coach. I'm going to see what's going on and change at the time.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What is the attitude-wise, what is the primary difference between last year's squad and this year's squad?
I got better players. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, I got better players. I got better scores. I have more veteran players. It's a big difference. I mean, everyone says that, you know, oh, you know, coach can coach anytime. No, you need players. You need players. To win championships and to play well, you need players. Players are the ones who get things done. They're the ones who make the baskets, get the rebounds, and make the passes. So it's the players.
In the offseason, players go through a routine to get themselves ready for the upcoming season. Did you do anything special? I mean, knowing what you had and knowing what you and Ann probably came up with as far as adding more personnel?
I went and visited the players over in Europe. That's what I do every year, though. I go to Europe, and cause that's where the top players are in Europe. So you go to Europe, and you watch some games, and you know, I went to go see Penny, go see Cappy, see Dee, you know, Maz, Odie. You go see these players. That's what you do.
What was the demeanor from yourself after game two?
It was the same. I was happy that the game three was going to be here at home. I knew it was not good for them because it was a back-to-back. And I knew that, I mean, I didn't think they were going to break so early, but it was the first quarter. You could see they were tired. They were tired.
Coach, thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, have you had a chance to, even though the season's not yet over yet, have you had a chance to sit back and let it all soak in again?
No.
I can't believe.
No, even when we won the championship, if you notice, I was just, you know, they were like, oh, you're not happy. I said, well, we didn't do anything yet. we reached a stepping stone, but we didn't reach the goal we set out to reach. So, reach that goal, that'll be better.
So, once we reach that goal, we get to take back.
Reflect
on all the records you've broken.
Then I can look at that stuff. Yeah, because I haven't looked at that stuff yet.
So the numbers, somebody ran these numbers, said that the difference between this year's offensive team and 2 and 3 years ago was the pace. Actually, more possessions this season than last year, and the efficiency went down a tad bit. In the playoffs, that's reversed.
Yeah.
Fewer possessions, but the efficiency has been increased.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell people, that the efficiency of us running, or going faster, but it's just less turnovers. We may not be getting as many shots, but the shots we do get, we're making. So that's a big key.
Thanks.
All right.